This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dr. James Robbins, Senior Fellow in National Security Affairs at the American Foreign Policy Council. He's also a former Special Assistant to the Office of Secretary of Defense. In Thursday's edition of the Washington Times, Dr. Robbins wrote a piece looking at the difference in opinion between the current Bush administration and the incoming Obama administration towards missile defense, and specifically how we're going to focus on Russia as it tries to stop us from developing a missile shield in Eastern Europe. And Dr. Robbins, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, great to be with you.
Well, you talk in your piece in the Times today about Joe Biden's prophecy of an international crisis possibly coming true well before the administration takes office, because we've already seen the new Russian president, Medvedev, position missiles in the Baltic in an effort to kind of test where the U.S. is going here. What exactly has he done, and what will our response tell Russia?
Well, I think it's significant that President Medvedev chose the day after President-elect Obama won the election to threaten to deploy short-range missiles in Kaliningrad, which is a section of Russia right on the Polish border. I think that it was clearly intended as a signal to Obama that if he goes ahead with the planned missile defense system in Eastern Europe, that there's going to be a problem with Russia.
You point out in your piece that the Obama team has said all along that it's okay with missile defense as long as the technology is proven. And you say that's dicey language. Explain why.
Oh, sure. The technology for missile defense is proven. The critics of missile defense since the 1960s have been saying, well, maybe it would be a good idea if we could have a foolproof system, but it just won't work. And then they establish standards for the system that no system can meet. I think that by raising that issue, as the vice president-elect has, it's really showing that they're not serious about missile defense, and they're going to use that as an excuse.
What will Russia learn from the response? If the U.S., in fact, backs away from this deal with the Polish government as well as the Czech government?
Well, Russia will learn that the U.S. isn't as committed to a missile defense system under the new administration. More importantly, I think that the countries of Eastern Europe will learn that by sticking their neck out for the United States, they're really not going to gain anything. We saw with the Russians in Georgia making moves there. The United States did not back up Georgia. Now Poland and the Czech Republic have taken something of a risk to sign on to this program, I mean, given the proximity to Russia. If the U.S. backs out on it now, it'll send a signal to all the countries on the Russian periphery that maybe making deals with the United States is not such a good idea.
And explain, if you can, how Russia would interpret that then, if, in fact, it's already demonstrated it's got territorial ambitions, at least in part of Georgia. Could some of these other countries that border it be in danger militarily?
Probably not immediately, but I think that it would be a good signal for the Russians, showing that, in fact, they could intimidate the United States. And of course, the Obama administration would say they weren't really intimidated. They wanted to get rid of the missile defense anyway. But that's not how the Russians would pitch it, and the signal to the rest of the world would be that the United States is not going to back up allies that have signed on to these kinds of programs.
What is the track record over the past several years of missile defense? It was, of course, derided back in the 80s as Star Wars and impossible to achieve. The Bush administration has obviously made it a much bigger priority than it was during the Clinton years, because the Clinton folks were not in favor of it. What have we demonstrated between 2001 and 2008?
Oh, there have been great advancements. I think politically, when President Bush pulled out of the ABM treaty, which was our right, you know, which was signed in the early 70s, that opened the gates to research, development, and deployment of systems. We have a system deployed in Alaska that has been tested and works just fine. We're working on things like the airborne laser that will give more flexibility in our systems. We've seen in the Middle East weapon systems like the Patriot and the Arrow, which is an Israeli system, do a really good job over there. Plus, we have systems that are designed to take out anti-ship missiles and other short-range threats of that nature. There's been a remarkable advance in the technology. And for the opponents of missile defense to kind of fall back on that argument, which is now about 40 years old, is really specious. I mean, when you think of the technological advances in other ways since 40 years ago, it's really kind of silly just to make a blanket argument to say it won't work or it won't be perfect, so we shouldn't even try.
What's the success record now on testing? I know about a decade ago or a little more recently, some hit, some missed. What is the track record more recently?
Track record recently has been pretty good. It's not perfect. There have been some misses, but we have tested various types of systems over the Pacific, medium and longer range missile shootdowns. And most of the time it works. I think it's about 80%, something like that. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but it's been a very successful record so far because our guys have been able to do it. Once we got out of the ABM treaty regime, that freed up innovation, experimentation, and since there was money behind it, our guys have figured out how to do it. I mean, it's not an impossible technology to develop. And over the past 10 years, there have been remarkable advances.
The history of the end of the Cold War suggests that missile defense played a key role in the collapse of the Soviet Union because President Reagan refused to give up on the idea, even though not much was being put into practice at that point. The Soviets knew they couldn't keep up, and they basically collapsed as a result of their efforts to do that. How much of a deterrent is a missile defense system still today, in your opinion?
I think it's an important deterrent. More to the point, I think it's a very important defense. If you're dealing with a country like Iran, which is not necessarily a country that you can deter, you have to have something to deal with the missile threat that's emerging there. You know, the Iranians just tested a missile the other day that could range Europe. Why are they building missiles? A missile is an offensive weapon. If we don't have any defense against them, then basically we're saying that we are the ones who are deterred, that we're the ones who just sort of, you know, hope that nothing happens and deal with it if it does. I think it's much smarter, and as Ronald Reagan pointed out, it gives you more options, and it's a more moral system because you're actually defending real people instead of sort of using a threat of mutually assured destruction to deter people.
Dr. Robbins, it'll be fascinating to see how this plays out and the impact that we'll have if, in fact, the Obama administration reverses course on this. Thank you very much for your time today.
Greg, it was my pleasure.
Dr. James Robbins is a senior fellow in national security affairs at the American Foreign Policy Council. He also is a former special assistant to the Office of Secretary of Defense. This is Dateline Washington.